Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today, we're focusing on the topic, Lord, give me a heart like yours. This is based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And I will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit in you. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Unless we allow God to perform the surgery to transplant our heart, we are never going to make it to heaven, no matter how much time we spend attending church and actively participating in doing the things that the church has asked us to do. The more I read the scriptures that we are going to focus on this today, the more I have come to realize that I must surrender totally to the control of the Holy Spirit each and every moment of the day. Unless I allow the Holy Spirit to administer the anesthetics required to cause my entire being to lay motionless on the operating table, God will not be able to perform this most important surgery to rid me of self, self-centeredness, and selfishness that continue to drive me to give up or to get up off the operating table. The more I read this passage of scripture, is the more I realize that I need the help of the Holy Spirit to keep holding me down on the operating table so that I will not disrupt the work that God is doing on my heart. The prophet Ezekiel used the following words in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20 to describe what the Lord wants to do in our lives. The word of the Lord said, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." Do you see the surgery that God wants to do on each of us? God doesn't want to patch up our existing heart. God doesn't want to change a valve in our heart. God wants to perform a heart transplant. Here God is telling us that we have a bad heart. God is telling us that we have a defective heart. And the Lord describes our heart in this way. The heart is deceitful and above all else, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17 verse 9. There are many of us who don't believe that our heart is deceitful or wicked. There are many of us Christians who will not accept that our carnal nature is at war with God. And so instead of accepting what the Lord said in these verses, we prefer to lean onto our own understanding. I have come to the firm conviction that my heart is deceitful, selfish, and wicked. Even though I do a lot of good things, God has been revealing to me in no uncertain terms that I need to check my motives. I am sure that God has been convicting your soul as well. We have two choices. Choice number one: listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and accept what the Lord has shown us about the state of our heart. Choice number two: ignore what the Holy Spirit has shown us and lean onto our own analysis of the situation. My friend, the choice that we make in this simple but profound point is a matter of life or death. Today, God is telling each of us to listen carefully to the words of the prophet Ezekiel. God wants to rid or to rip out the defective malfunctioning heart, and he wants to replace our heart with a heart that is filled with compassion and love for one another. God wants to replace our defective heart with a heart that can love everyone unconditionally. Matthew, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, "This is a gospel promise and is made good to all those whom God designed for the heavenly Canaan. For God prepares all for heaven, whom he has prepared heaven for. It is promised, one, that God will give them a one heart, an entire heart, for the true God, and not dividing as it has been among the gods. A heart firmly fixed and resolved for God, and not wavering, steady and uniform, not inconsistent with itself. One heart is a sincere and upright heart, its intention of a peace with its possessions. Number two, that he will put a new spirit within them, a temper of mind agreeable to the new circumstances into which God in his providence would bring. All that are sanctified have a new spirit, quite different from what it was. They act from new principles, walk by new rules, and aim at new ends. A new name or a new face will not serve without a new spirit. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Number three, that he will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, out of their corrupt nature. Their hearts have no longer be as they have been, dead and dry and hard and heavy as a stone, no longer incapable of being good fruits, so that the good seed is lost upon it, as it was on the stony ground. Number four, that he will give them a heart of flesh, not dead or proud flesh, but living flesh. He will make their hearts sensible of spiritual pains and spiritual pleasures, will make them tender and apt to receive impressions. This is God's work. It is his gift by promise, and a wonderful and happy change it is that is wrought by it from death to life. This is promised to those whom God would bring back to their own land. For then such a change of the condition is for the better indeed when it is accompanied with such a change of the heart. And such a change must be wrought in all those that shall be brought to the better country, that is, the heavenly." End of quote. Today, God wants us to realize that every single time we get off the operating table, we prolong the surgery and we make it more difficult for God to change our heart completely. I pray that we will surrender our heart to the total control of the Holy Spirit today so that he can help us to hold down on the operating table. Keep us flat on it. This will allow God to continue the most important heart transplant surgery in our lives. Let us pray. Father, hold us down on the operating table. Lord, do everything in your power to keep us down on it so that you can do your work of replacing our stony, selfish heart. Thank you for the words of encouragement you gave today to us through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.